Watch, Joe Biden lies to juice about neo-Nazis in Rosh Hashanah message. By Joel B. Polak on September 18, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a message for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, on Thursday in which he lied about President Donald Trump's reaction to neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August 2017. Biden told Jews that President Trump had called neo-Nazis very fine people, repeating the Charlottesville very fine people hoax, according to a mantra he has used throughout the campaign, in speech after speech, debate after debate. Together, we can stamp out bigotry and anti-Semitism. One of the things that got me involved in this race, I had not planned on running, was when those folks came out of the fields down in Charlottesville, chanting the same anti, carrying torches, their veins bulging. Close your eyes, remember the picture on television. Chanting the same anti-Semitic bile that was heard in the streets of Germany in the 30s. Nazi flags, accompanied by white supremacists. And then when the president was asked, when a young woman was killed, what did he think, he said, quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. That's not who we are." As Breitbart News noted in a recent fact check, President Trump repeatedly condemned the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville in August 2017, totally. As to very fine people, Trump had been referring to peaceful protests both for and against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. He completely condemned the extremists, as the timeline and transcript confirm. August 12, 2017, Trump condemned violence on many sides in Charlottesville, after neo-Nazi and Antifa clashes. August 14, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups in White House statement. August 15, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis totally, praised nonviolent protesters on both sides of statue debate. Biden launched his campaign with the Charlottesville hoax, and persisted in doing so, even after Breitbart News confronted him last August with the fact that he was misquoting the president. Moreover, Trump condemned the murder of the young woman in Charlottesville as terrorism. Her name was Heather Hare, a fact that Biden somehow never remembers in his script. Here is the video of Breitbart News confronting Biden with the truth more than a year ago, and his misleading response. Biden has persisted in telling the same lie, despite numerous fact checks. April 2019, Jake Tapper of CNN noted that Trump did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people. August 2020, the BBC fact-checked Biden, noting that Trump had said, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally." September 2020, ABC News fact-checked Biden, noting, 2 days after violent clashes in Charlottesville, Trump said, "Racism is evil and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups." In his Rosh Hashanah message, Biden followed up his lie by promising to remain a steadfast ally of Israel if elected. President Trump also delivered a Rosh Hashanah message to Jews earlier this week. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.